Wow, what a week that was. Okay, I'm streaming here from Taiwan, and I'm doing this podcast live, and there's probably only two people that will actually watch this on Twitch, but part of being a podcaster means doing it. And so I'm doing this in front of the camera to keep going. I was just reading an article this morning from the New York Post. Who reads the Times anyway? The Post. Something about these successful people have these, they try to get in the groove all the time. I think they call it flow or something. Whatever they call it, but they try to get in the groove. And to do that, you gotta meet people, and you gotta talk to people, and you have to accept randomness, and you have to get fresh air and stuff. You got to be focused on your work and know what you're doing. And another thing that the people that have a lot of success do, I think that we're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and we're talking about Steve Jobs and these people. But another thing that people do is they focus on strengthening their weaknesses. So Arnold would exercise his weakest muscles, you know. So with all the things in the world that I could be doing, I want to be able to turn on the camera and talk and have it be useful to someone. Now, you're in America and I'm in Taiwan, and this video might be very, very choppy. I believe the audio would come through. Taiwan has an internet line under the ocean that's currently, I've had some problem. And so they're repairing it and they expect to have it finished sometime in February or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what I don't know. I mean, I think I've heard about this. Internet's a little bit slow, and so are connection times in the States. So as the American expat who's surviving Taiwan, this past week, I've focused a lot of energy on, well, I would say skateboarding, but see, I'm a serious athlete type, and I work with very serious athletes. Maybe I should talk about that. I might even get into that a little bit in the Taiwan special. Oh, you want to hear what I have to say about Trump? Look, you want to know what I have to say about Trump? Then go over to Pacific Daily Times and check out the. It's got a little YouTube channel that I may abandon. I haven't quite decided yet, but well, nobody watches it. I mean, if I put YouTube videos up on BitChute, I get a whole lot more views. So I don't know. What do you think I should do? I mean, if YouTube isn't delivering it, whatever. PacificDayTimes.com. You want to look at Symphony and the editorials, and there's also a podcast. So follow that if you want to know what I think about Trump. Because I don't really want to, dive too deep into all this. It's time to kind of, we've seen what we've seen, and we need to move on and pay attention. The issue is, my concern is that a lot of Democratic voters might not know what we're in for. I think a lot of people are like, okay, good, he's gone. Oh, no, 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 no. Him being gone is going to make his avid supporters make a mess. They're going to make a third party. Republicans are toast. And a lot of people are going, no, it's not going to be that bad. Oh, it's going to be that bad. It's already that bad. I think a lot of the people that didn't like Trump don't know how life works, and they accordingly they don't know the trouble that's coming. So you know, it's like the mother looking over at the toddler in the high chair, and then she's standing there across the room, and all of a sudden the toddler drops his water bottle on the floor, and it spills water all over the place, and the mom's sitting there standing there going. I saw that coming. Yep, because she knows the baby, and she knows, you know, how toddlers work, and she knows what's going to happen next, right? Okay, well, I'm looking at politics, and I'm going, I saw that coming. And I guess part of the key to anticipating history is to know history. You anticipate what's coming, and you know what's happened. And a lot of people don't pay attention to what happened. They're too busy with their entertainment, and they're too busy, you know, trying to be like other people. I'll tell you, I was just at the supermarket buying my protein. As I said, I exercise, so there's my protein. And so as I was, no, I drink, I drink a bottle of soy every day. Like, is that a half gallon? Yeah. Because I got to get my protein. And it's not a muscle thing. I mean, I go and I exercise and I'm really, really hungry. I crave this stuff. So I do this exercise. Well, I'm sitting there waiting, and there's all these people in front of me that I'm waiting for. They're there because they just got off work, which I don't know why all companies decide to have their business end exactly at the same time. Why don't some companies say, hey, we're going to start at 7 and okay, well, we're going to start at 9 and kind of stagger. Why don't companies do that? Why do we all have to be exactly the same? Why everybody got to clog the road at exactly the same 60 minutes every day? It doesn't make sense to me. But here they are. They're talking about the color of their laundry soap in the checkout line, waiting, you know, the cashier. They're getting coffee cups to go over to the coffee machine. Who buys coffee at the supermarket? Spend less money and go home and make your own coffee, and it'll taste better and take less time because you're not arguing about coffee cups in the checkout line at the supermarket. Anyhow, whatever. It's a good chance for me to exercise being patient, but I don't live by these ordinary, very normal standards of life where I'm preoccupied with unimportant things that only take time when I'm trying to get home. So I don't look down on people because I look at this and I go, that used to be me. And I hope that that's not me again. You know, I mean, some people might think, no, Jesse, you're definitely talking badly about other people. You definitely look down on them. It's like, okay, do I look down on other people for knowing that I brush my teeth when I see someone that doesn't brush their teeth? Is that looking, I mean, you know, at some point you are allowed to make good choices and recognize it when other people could make the same good choices, but haven't started yet or won't. And you can see the difference without looking down on them. I hope that that doesn't mean that you look down on people. But I'm looking at all this and I'm going, no. I want to live a life that's quality and not like that. So as part of that, this week I've been trying to get a plug-in for WordPress for the Bad Ad Advertising Network that I've got. There were some questions about it in the beginning when I first designed it, and I could have done a better job, but I don't know if WordPress I suppose it's because they don't want opposition advertising systems. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to write the plugin as best I can so that it's good and solid and does what we need. But no, I got the WordPress plugin set. I think I'm happy. For now, I still need to hear back from them, but I got no. Well, see, as I've said in the past, I've developed this advertising network because I knew. Well, really, if you want to know how I developed the advertising network, I knew that the frustration with Facebook and Google was coming. That was very foreseeable, as I've already talked about, because they were starting to inhibit people's rights. And well, not rights. They're starting to do this censorship thing. It's like, okay, you know, you do you want to be a place where people are going to talk about their ideas, or do you want them to go talk about their ideas someplace else? People are going to talk about their ideas, and if you make them not want to talk about it there, then they will go elsewhere. You can't compress Jell-O with your hands. You'll just squeeze out the fingers and go someplace else, and you'll lose it altogether. But these are not smart people. A company or a government that tries to control ideas by telling people what they can't say is someone that doesn't know how to lead. They've already created problems, which is why they got to do this in the first place, and they're certainly not going to know how to solve it. So I've been working on the Times, and I've been working on trying to monetize it. I'm like, well, what's this all about? Well, the Pacific Day Times, a newspaper, it needs to have what? That's right. Pacific Daily Times needs to have monetization. Well, it's been good. It's been fun. And I'll see you next week. No, tomorrow. Tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow. Well, podcast.